Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Greetings. We are the aliens.
Hello.
Where's your alien regional?
I'm blending in.
We have come for all of your Slimline tonic.
Well, hang on, don't be. We could get all the tonic.
Just Slimline.
No. We've got a lot of gin.
Why do they want Slimline tonic?
This is a shambles.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
Greetings!
Hello! Welcome to Selection 8.
If you regather your menu, you will know this is a whole bento box full of delicious cream.
Bento box.
Oh, you couldn't put cream in a bento box.
I've really gotten into sushi recently.
Have you?
Speaking
what
of bento.
What a fascinating story.
Yeah, but because bento is Japanese for lunch.
Ooh.
You know that. And obento is lunchbox.
Oh.
I remember being taught that by my friend Joe Buckley.
Kind of weird and informative this week.
But no, I've eaten a lot of sushi.
How much sushi?
I did a really well-paid gig last week, and I spent all the money on sushi.
On Dorado tongue
sushi.
It's
not even a lie. It was like, I was taking a friend of mine who'd never been to a sushi bar, and I was like, oh, well, we should go and, you know, it would be really fun. And we sat down, and we just kept taking bowls, and, like, you know, they stacked up, and turns out it was like, you know, like 70 quid's worth of sushi.
Jesus,
it was so good. It was one of the best meals I've ever eaten. And I'm a huge fan of Japanese food.
I'm just a big fan of Japanese food, really. That's what it comes down to. If you had to pen me in, I'd say, yeah, that is stuff I like.
That is stuff that I get involved with.
Oh, wonderful. What have we got on this week's shit heap, Paddy?
Stop calling it a shit heap.
It always kind of is.
We work so hard.
Shitting everywhere and putting it in a kind of manageable heap to be digested.
Well, this week, Laurie, let me give you the rundown.
Okay.
We have...
coming in at number 5.
We have part 2 of the egg challenge.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, God. It's going to take a long time.
Maybe last week's was... enough?
No, it wasn't.
Enough.
They have to hear the conclusion.
Yeah, they do.
You know, it would be like... You know,
French strokes aside.
It would be like if you didn't buy Mass Effect 3. Who the fuck are you?
Get out.
Oh. Actually, let's not open the Mass Effect 3 can of worms.
Oh, dear.
People have a lot of opinions on that game.
There are opinions.
There are.
People have them.
Oh, my God. So we've got eggs. We've got a proper, like, correspondence
section. People have actually written into us this week. I mean, we might have slightly goaded them. We might have prodded our audience with a little stick, being like, do you want to...
Yeah, but we've got to make it a regular, you know, we've got to be in touch with
exactly.
people.
Exactly, with the young kids these days and their Pokemon and their Wizzos and their Whatsits.
And their Jazzles. Do you remember Jazzles?
Yeah, what do you mean remember this?
Well, they're still around, aren't they? Do you remember Jazzles? Who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, do you remember Friends? Fuck off.
So we've got correspondence and we're going to be going back to our roots and we're going to be talking about video games.
Back to the hard streets of Oxfordshire.
Manoeuvring the roots. And I can't wait because I've been waiting to chat to you about video games for
absolutely.
Weeks.
Absolutely.
And so that's going to be cool. We have the illustrious return of the Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh, I'm so excited. Where will we go next? Well, I don't know.
We've already set up where we're going next.
Oh, right.
We're going to the cave of Captain Jack Bastard. Don't you remember? Oh,
no, I wasn't there.
Remember Room Phil?
Engine Room.
In the engine room. That's become one of my favourite characters.
It's wonderful.
He's like,
you should
love him.
Be proud.
I imagine him as being very small, regardless of the fact that he's 75% horse and 75% man. He's like...
50% midget.
Yeah, he's tiny. That's the thing. Oh, what a man. So we're going to be doing that, and I'm sure there'll be other things. I just did that really successful sushi bit. I don't know if you remember.
That went down a tree.
That was a laugh.
Critics will be raving about
a laugh and a half, the stage. Once we're in all the papers.
When that happens. When the Metro review us. Oh.
Yeah, they totally will.
2.5 stars.
You've been in the Metro.
Have I?
Yeah, when you robbed that bank.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Didn't get my good side, though.
I know, and it was meant to be a joke, but the Metro don't see it like that. I was in the Evening Standard.
Yeah,
for my roller skating escapades.
One man roller skates around an entire branch of Waitrose.
They loved it.
Alive.
They fucking loved it.
Well, we'll find out about these adventures and many more in the podcast coming up.
That was seamless. Bye. No, not bye. We're still good. Hello! Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. It's my egg song.
So, I finally managed to wake Paddy up from his egg-based stupor. He doesn't know that any time has passed. So just play along as if nothing's happened. And we'll see how it goes. We're going to talk about eggs for another hour. Okay?
I've had a sleep.
Well done.
Now I'm awake.
It was only about a week long.
No, it wasn't. Oh, no time at all. Right, let's continue. God, I'm excited. Right, number 56. I think that's where we got to. Write a story on the paper about the adventures of Tony, the unlikely egg, and use the egg as your muse.
To what? For Tony?
For the plot.
Oh, what did he get up to?
It's a compelling tale.
About one egg's journey.
You should read it. Amazon have got a lot of things to say. All I'm saying. It's on Kindle right
it's
now.
On Kindle.
Should we start releasing things on Kindle?
Oh, just like all really terrible. Time. Just like it's got like 3 pages of like proper text, and then it's just like fart jokes for 150 pages.
Yeah, like but barely concealed knob gags.
What do you call a fart, which is like a fart but not a fart?
I don't know. What do you call a fart?
Farty poo poo.
Oh, God. Number 57. Make a subreddit on 101 things you can do with a piece of paper and an egg and let them sort it out.
If only Reddit was around when you were at school.
Yeah, I did update that one. I think it was something like ask people on MSN Messenger.
On Dig.
On Dig! 58. Realise that the task isn't a punishment, but an opportunity. Let your imagination run wild and feel a slight sense of self-worth.
I feel like that's what you've done.
That is what I did. And that's that. You know, this is the foundation for what I am today.
A little bit meta, that one.
A little bit meta. Meta.
Metapod.
59. Hold one in each hand and go to a fancy dress party and try to make people guess what you came as. And they'll think you're really clever.
Or it's just a wanker.
No, you'll be like, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that. I know that reference.
You've come as Mahatma Gandhi, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You should go to Comic-Con. I bet someone would have a really good impression of what you are. Like,
they'd be so sure they knew.
They'd be so sure.
You didn't know what you were.
We'd be being interviewed. We should go to Comic-Con. Let's go to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Number 60. Try and use the paper as a parachute and the egg as a harness.
How would you use the egg as a harness?
I don't know.
I didn't think so.
I haven't thought that. Right. Engine room, you remember? anyway, 61. Take a picture of the egg on the paper and use it as the background on your computer.
Oh, why'd you need the paper?
So it's white. Yeah, so it looks like, you know, like when you buy a computer and it comes with like those stock wallpapers.
Yeah, when it's just an egg.
Like the most famous hill in the world on like the Windows one, and like they have all those backgrounds that are meant to be really kind of zen and like, oh, it's just pebbles.
Oh, mate, don't have a cow, mate.
Yeah.
Just pebs.
Anyway, 62. Roll the paper into a blowpipe and fire the egg out of it at animals that are further down the food chain than you.
Would it kill them at all? No, you just have to antagonise things.
Just rile them.
Where's an egg? And it's just going to plop out the end.
I think that'd be really
you'd
fun.
You'd run away from the rhinoceros.
We should do that. Number 63. Use the paper as a bib and eat the egg like a messy baby.
Oh, you'd love to be a messy baby.
I am quite
you?
A messy baby. Aww. One of my friends does call me Mucky Pup. It's his sort of endearing name for me. I think that's quite sweet. I'm a little mucky pop.
You're disgusting.
And he's northern, so it makes it genuine. You know. Number 64. Swallow the egg whole and then be sick on the paper.
Why again? Why the paper? Why the necessity to like be, I'm just going to catch me sick in this little bit of Avon. Because then you wouldn't hold the sick.
You can clean it up easy. It's
make it harder.
No. If you vomited onto the floor, you'd have to clean the floor. If you vomit onto the paper, you just need to put the paper in
your bin. It's not going to hold it all. You're going to like drip all the vom over. This is disgusting. I think you should talk
about because you're vomiting just a whole egg.
you're just swallowing the egg and it's going...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like a penguin mother.
Regurgitating.
Like
it.
A penguin mother.
Like a penguin mother. Do penguins feed their young like that as well? I thought that was just...
just birds, Pingu.
You know, like nests in mountains.
Right, I'll take your word for that.
Number 65, make a paper cake.
Everyone's favourite.
Yeah.
Breaks the ice at parties.
Yeah.
What have we got there? Paper cake.
Paper cake. Whoa, pretty cool. Number 66, write Horcrux on the paper and leave the egg on it, like somewhere in Harry Potter world, and see how long it takes for like a fanatical fan to crush it and cry. And be like, yes, I found
it. Fuck you, Voldemort!
I don't think it would take long. Number 67, take an exam on the paper and pretend that the egg is your invigilator.
So you just like roll him around you a couple of times.
Like a watchful egg.
Just thrusting his groin on your paper every time.
Eggs don't have groins?
No, but invigilators do.
What kind of crazy-ass exams were you taking, son?
Sexy.
Sexy exam. 68. Cut yourself on the paper and bleed on the egg and then run into a bank with the egg, like, covered in blood, and shout, come quick! There's been a terrible but weird accident.
Why a bank? And then you steal all the money.
Because whenever there's been an accident, it's people running into a bank. Because it's the kind of place you get a cross-section of society in a bank.
When have you ever run into a bank with your arm?
In movies!
You've never been in the movies.
I've seen the movies.
No.
I've seen all the movies. Name a movie.
Kindergarten Cop 7.
There wasn't any sequels. It wasn't strong enough. See?
They did all they could with the concept.
Don't challenge me, mate.
Got one.
Yeah, I think it was... I mean, it was quite a small concept to begin with. I don't think it had legs.
All centered around, it's a tumor!
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, dear. Poor children... police officers or whatever it was. Number 69. Rip the paper up into small bits and use them as betting slips for people to bet on whether the egg is a double yolker and give odds in your favour.
What do you mean in your favour?
Well, so like, you know...
I mean, it's unlikely it's going to be double yolker. You don't really have to stack the odds. You're going to be alright.
Yeah, but like...
You're going to get a lot of money.
Convince them that it's a really good idea that it'll be a double yolker. Because then they'll all bet on it and you'll make loads of money because it probably won't be. You might even be able to determine whether it is or not.
By like shaking it or like whispering to it. Oh, are you a double yoker?
You can buy eggs that are double yokers now.
No, you can... What?
Yes, you can. Where? You can buy specifically double yolker.
I have to go to this place.
Google it, mate. Number 70. that's my answer to everything.
This is when everyone asks you anything. It's like, it's not like Google.
Just Google it, mate. I'm totally right. Number 70.
Ask Jeeves.
Put the egg and paper on the sofa and play Skyrim, explaining the story to them as you go along in terms that they can understand.
What, the egg and the paper?
Yeah.
What terms can they understand?
Basically, I just really wanted to play Skyrim and thought, you know, I'll use
Bring
the eggs.
Along.
Yeah. Number 71, use the paper as filter paper and keep putting the egg through it, like over and over again, claiming that you're trying to get the essence of egg.
What could you do with the essence of egg?
I don't know. Like, I don't know, you can make a perfume.
Make a perfume?
Egg.
What about egg ice cream?
By Dior. Egg.
And it, yeah, you got the marketing sorted.
Yeah, there'd be some kind of, you know, like sort
Wayfish of... Wayfish twat.
Yeah, sort of floating around a field. And
rubbing an egg
like
on her nipples.
A kite crashes into a building and it bursts into flames and she...
Just goes...
And then she sort of like collapses and a relatively attractive man stares at the camera for slightly too long.
And then just spits out a whole...
And an entire egg just dribbles out of his mouth and... Ugh. And then he's sick.
That is horrible.
And then he's sick onto someone.
Onto
and
a bit of paper.
No, oh yeah. And then someone picks up the paper and they take it to the nearest city.
This is so long, Ron.
And they're sort of rubbing it, and then a bus crashes near them and just end. And then it's like egg by Dior.
Lovely egg.
lovely egg. Everything you could have ever wanted. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Right, essence of egg. Right, number 72. Roll the paper into a small cone and put the egg in it, like, on the top, and try and sell it to a child as an ice cream.
Oh, that's horrible. They'd be so upset to have a raw egg.
If they're stupid enough to think it's an ice cream, you deserve that money. Number 73. Put a pinhole through the egg and the paper and use it to view a solar eclipse.
No, I'm sorry.
Didn't
no.
you ever do that?
With an egg and a piece? No!
Well, no, but you remember...
I got special glasses that came free with the Daily Telegraph.
Oh! But, like, you remember, like, so there was, like, a school project where you'd, like, build one of those boxes and you set it up.
Yeah, but it wasn't made out of eggs.
But you could use an egg.
No.
No, you could.
I don't think you could.
You fucking could. You need anything right. with
you
a pinhole.
You prove to me that you can watch a solar eclipse through an egg without
When's the
burning
next one?
Your dresses. Tomorrow, mate.
What?
I'll be here.
Oh.
It's not really one.
I don't know anything about solar eclipses. I don't know why
If you know more about solar eclipses, feel free to ring in.
Yeah,
come on. 07800.
We should buy a phone. That's what we should do. We should buy a phone.
What do you mean buy a phone?
And then people could call us. You know?
Would anyone ever ring?
And then, yeah, no, believe me, I'll sort that out. Believe me, episode 11, you just wait. Number 74, hide the egg somewhere obvious in your flatmate's bedroom and then use the paper to leave a passive-aggressive note on the fridge saying, to whoever's stolen my egg, give it back or there will be consequences, and see if they return it, and if they do, they're trustworthy, and if they don't, move.
What happens if they, like, roll on it in the middle of the night and break it?
See if they own up. Maybe they'll buy you a new egg.
Oh, yeah, but how would you know that they buy? Because you'd have to know. You'd have to put a little mark on the egg.
Yeah, like a little secret.
A little secret, like a
tiny
just
drawing.
Just tell the egg, like, mate, I'm just going
to... A little transfer sticker of an otter.
That's my egg, that is!
I can prove it!
It's got an otter on its ass.
Number 75. Rip the paper in half and rub the two pieces together, creating enough friction to make an exothermic reaction strong enough to cook the egg.
Nice use of exothermic.
I know, I did have to look that up. Yeah, exothermic, you see, I am...
Actually, I am scientific.
Quite
like.
Clever. Number 76. I've eaten a lot of sugar today. Just sugar.
Just a bag of sugar.
Yeah, a kilo of sugar and a spoon. That's all I need for a decent Wednesday. Anyway, number 76. Use the egg's genetic DNA to try and chart its family tree onto the paper.
Pretty boring. Chicken. Egg.
Some people are
chicken,
into that kind of thing.
Egg. Two chickens.
Oh.
Lesbians.
Lesbian chickens.
Another egg.
Wouldn't they be hens?
Maybe.
Ooh, fuck. You see, he might find something out. That's all I'm saying.
Your grandfather was Dr. David Starr.
77! Hide the egg amongst other eggs in a supermarket and ask it to send you frequent field reports on egg society using the paper.
How many can he send before he ran out of paper?
Well, he's an egg. He doesn't need much.
Eggs are notorious having tiny handwriting.
How much bigger do you think... How many eggs do you reckon I am? Right? No, how many eggs?
Well, sorry, what is this?
How many, but how big?
I reckon 173.
That's a lie, isn't it?
You can't lie about a supposition.
No, think about it. An egg is what, 5 centimetres high?
Are we really doing this? Is this what
yes.
we're calculating?
I'm what? Like, how tall am I? What, like 2 metres?
Yeah, sure. Give or take.
Give or take.
A
so
metre.
I am, what does that make me? 40 eggs tall. So they would use a 40th of a piece of A4 paper, so they could send 40 field reports, assuming that it's one every week. We could have, you know...
Give or take.
We, you know, that could...
Almost a year of field reports.
That could keep me going for, like, 10 months.
That's great. Well, I'm glad we worked that out.
Thank you very much. Number 78. Leave the egg on someone's doorstep with a paper note saying, I'm sorry, I cannot provide for this egg anymore. Please give him/her the best life you possibly can and tell him/her I'm sorry when he/she is old enough to understand.
Could be in a little basket.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I don't have a basket, do I?
Oh,
no.
Egg basket.
Just have to be a lone egg.
Lone egg. A lone egg on the wrong side of the law.
Wrong side of the law. Whoa, he got his hand.
He's
cannons.
A loose cannon.
He's a renegade. Whoa, watch out for him.
And then the egg just tips over, and that's the end of the episode.
And then they make, like, a Max Payne 3 style game where the egg gets addicted to pills, and they can do, like, bullet egg time.
Bullet egg time. And it just goes.
Egg time. Like that. Whilst it's like slow-mo,
it.
Like egg.
No, it doesn't even move. It just that's just happening. It goes, like, zooms in really close. Like,
well, and then he's ready.
Bing! And something unspeakable happens.
An egg can't hold a gun. I don't know what the game would be about.
Eggs.
I don't know. Didn't they do a game? Didn't they do a game?
Ah, Dizzy World Adventure.
What was
yeah,
that?
That's back on the Amiga or the Commodore.
What was that about?
It was an adventure game starring an egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there was
Dizzy Egg on a Mission.
Do you remember Dynamite Heady? Dynamite Heady was this old Sega character who, as you went through the levels, he had different heads that you could pick up.
Oh,
and
I
think one of them was an egg, and
it might not have been.
He could throw it. Anyway, right, number 79. Sorry about that. I just really wanted to talk about eggs. Number 79.
I think it's best to get it all out of your system now.
Make a stop-motion movie of the pair falling in love but then being torn apart by circumstance and then enter it into the Cannes Film Festival.
It would win all the awards.
Yeah, it would.
How would they be torn apart?
By circumstance.
Oh, sorry, yeah, our mate Circumstance.
It would be one of their...
Stan Circum.
One of their parents would, like, move away... For work.
Chicken would move away for work.
No, because that kind of thing can be really difficult.
And trees can't move.
No, it can.
And trees can't move.
Yeah.
So
he has to stay there.
He has to stay.
Whereas the chicken can wander.
Yeah, pick up the egg as they fuck off, paper.
Well, because like
your love was never meant to be.
One of my closest friends was torn away from me by circumstance.
Oh, that's quite upsetting.
No, it was really sad. Although, this is a really nice story. So this was my friend Alex. He was my best friend from when I was about 6 years old till when I was 12.
Mm.
And we were about to go, you know, we were going to secondary school and we were really excited and we were in the same year and all this kind of thing. It was going to be really fun. And his dad worked for BP and suddenly got offered a job in Bolivia. And he had to move out there, and he had to take the whole family. This sounds very bleak.
That's
gets quite
better. Upsetting.
And Alex was really upset, and we were like, you know, thick as thieves, and we really loved each other. And his dad said, "Look, tell you what, mate, if we move to Bolivia,
you can bring Paddy with you."
No, even better than that. You can have a monkey.
Oh, that's incredible! I'd much rather have a monkey.
Move to Bolivia.
Got a monkey.
Got a house monkey that they still have, and he lives in this sort of.
You wouldn't begrudge him that for a second.
And the monkey's so lovely. Like I've seen
lovely
him. Like
monkey.
I've spoken to him on Skype and
You've
stuff.
You've spoken to a monkey. Why did you tell me this earlier?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
I can't be expected to remember all of my monkey chats. I went to. I once fed a monkey a load of Skittles.
That's not a relevant story.
I know, but I remember it like it was yesterday. It was at a zoo, and he really wanted Skittles, and he was like, that, and I went, "Oh, give him a Skittle." And he licked all the food dye off, and it went all over his face, and then he got really excited, and I kept giving him Skittles. I was so young, and this monkey just got really hyper, and I didn't know what to do, so I ran.
Oh, my God. What if that monkey escapes?
And maybe he did.
That's Planet of the Apes. That's how it starts.
And then he got a career. He later was Dunstan. That was it was that same monkey. Number 80. Swap the egg for a fake egg in a stage production and then draw the actor's reaction on the paper when the famous egg scene goes wrong.
What famous egg scene is there?
I don't know. Like, you know, there must be one in, you know, like...
The importance of being earnest.
That's a book, you know. There's lots of famous eggs that you just fucking wait. Number 81. Fold the paper into a spoon, bear with me, and then win an egg and spoon race, but then get found out for tampering with your equipment, because it's not a real spoon, is it? And make front page news and have your career ruined.
Well, your egg running career.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be a terrible thing to lose. It was such a tiny...
Indiscriminate.
Yes.
Number 82. Use the paper as a prayer mat and worship the egg as God.
That's the most psychopathic one yet.
That one's lovely.
That's so psychopathic.
You tell me you've never worshipped an egg.
I can safely say I have never offered praises to an egg.
Well,
it's the end of that, friendship.
That's the end of that. Number 83. Make a paper airplane and use the egg as the pilot.
Aww.
He'd have adventures.
Not very aerodynamic, though.
Well, I suppose.
All right, aerodynamic.
Let's leave it. Number 84. Draw Aladdin's face on the egg and draw a carpet onto the paper and reenact the hit movie Aladdin. And you can play Genie.
Aww, I love Genie. One. What about Abu?
Abu.
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 Who Abu. Abu? Who Abu?
We could use the monkey.
Are you Abu?
Use Alex's monkey.
Oh,
that'd be brilliant.
He wouldn't let us have the monkey.
Oh, man.
Dear Alex, please can we borrow your monkey?
Yeah.
To do a really low-grade recreation of Aladdin. Yours.
I don't think he's a fan, mate. Don't think he listens.
Monkey is, though.
Monkey is.
Monkey likes it, too.
Monkey likes it, too. Monkey loves it. I love monkeys. 85. Crush the egg in one hand and the paper in the other and laugh and feel powerful. I'm so awesome. 86. Start a radio show and have the egg and paper as special guests.
Pretty much what we've done.
Yes, that is actually, you know, if one of these came true, it's that one. 87.
If only one of these could come true, 86 would be it.
Yeah, that was my prediction. 87. Win big on the Grand National and then use the money to buy other things. There's only so much you can do with an egg and a piece of paper.
That is what is known in the industry as a cop-out.
Yeah. All right, number 88. Concentrate on both for hours and make them levitate using your latent telekinetic powers.
What if your latent telekinetic powers are actually frying ability?
That's still something to do, isn't it? 89. 89. Work your way across America, trading them for better and better things until you're famous and loaded. It's the ultimate story of building something from nothing, which is the American dream.
Who would want an egg and a piece of paper?
There was the guy who got across America with a paperclip. He traded that for
paperclips, like useful.
Yeah, no. He didn't like use it in situations to.
No, I said you could sell it somewhere. Look, this paperclip. You keep all your papers together.
Yeah,
you could.
This egg, you can eat it, or you might get a chicken. I don't know.
Who knows? Like,
you know,
it's a gamble.
Oh, do you need a bit of paper? Oh, actually, could I borrow that pen? You know, and then you've got a pen. You know, and then someone really needs a pen. Oh, can you give me a quid for it? Is that okay? Because I really need to get on that bus. Pen. Get on the bus, cross America. That's
sorted.
Yeah, I have a feeling it would be a better story than that. right, number 90, we're nearing the end. Talk to them as if they are the angel and devil on your shoulders and see how long it takes for you to have no friends or be sectioned.
I would imagine before you even engage.
91, use the egg as a pen.
Oh, I could have come up with that earlier.
I know.
It's a simple one.
92, write a threat on the paper and wrap it round the egg and throw it through someone's window as a warning.
Now, like the idea, wonderful, bit of a play on the stone thing. Can an egg go through a window? It would probably just splat.
If it hits at the right angle. We've already established this. There's a certain point on an egg that's really strong.
Yeah, but it has to be like a perfect throw.
Have you met me?
No.
I'm so good at throwing.
You're awful at throwing.
I'm not legally allowed to bowl.
No!
I am not.
Since when?
By my medical background, I am not allowed to take part
if you do bowl?
In any bowling activities.
What about petanque?
For another, like, year and a half.
What about petanque?
Petanque? I don't even know what that is.
It's like, you know, bull.
Is it like peggle?
Bull.
Bull. Peggle? No, well, bull doesn't require that strenuous an action.
I don't know, if you haven't played bull with me.
No, I'm not allowed to do bowling. I'm not allowed to do archery, which is just shit, because I was really good at that. And I'm not allowed to throw anything heavy is basically the idea.
So no dolphin wrangling again.
No, I'm just not allowed to do it anymore.
Career ruined.
But I'll tell you what, in 18 months when I'm allowed to bowl again,
we're going
to
go take bowling, me bowling so much.
Well, yeah, and then we'll go down to the archery range and we'll whip up a couple of arrows, you know. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to that now. I'm really excited about this.
I'll count down the days.
93. Make a hole in either end of the egg and try and thread the paper through it to make a necklace.
A lovely necklace.
A lovely little egg necklace.
You gave that to your girlfriend.
Little necklace.
So upset.
She'd love it.
Got me a slightly rotting egg.
Yeah,
with a bit of soggy paper.
Yeah, but you made it. It's the thought that counts. Thank you very much. 94. Send both to MacGyver and say you have 24 hours or the girl dies.
Uh-oh.
Because,
he can do anything.
He can do anything.
With anything.
He can do anything. 95. Drop both off a tall building and see which one lands first.
Egg.
It would be the egg, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You see,
paper just flop down.
Yeah, I suppose, but...
But, you know what?
What's the terminal velocity of an egg?
I don't know.
Why didn't you prepare?
I'm sorry, I didn't know there'd be a fucking exam.
96.
Exam?
Exam! That was a...
Slow burner.
Slow burner, yeah. You just wait. 6 months' time, you'll be rolling in the aisles.
I'll be playing Skegness. You will not be there.
Mate, I'll be in Jersey making my millions.
From cows.
from milk, of course. Right, 96. Cut bits out of the paper until it looks like a saw and try and saw the egg in half.
I like this only looks like a saw, not even like is a saw.
It doesn't function.
Looks kind of a bit like a saw.
Of course it doesn't function like a saw. It's a fucking piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, sorry for suggesting something so fucking ridiculous.
Number 97. Use sleight of hand to make it look like the paper turns into an egg. It's a bit of street conjuring for you there. Number 98. Fold the paper into a box. I'm lightheaded again. Fold the paper into a box to keep the egg in. Yep.
Nice. Safety
99.
First.
See how long it takes for the egg to rot and record your results on a piece of paper. Release it as a case study into the half-life of egg.
Now, I've got a problem with that. Because the half-life of an egg would be how long it takes for the egg to half in weight or mass.
Yeah.
That's not what happens when it rots.
Well, it might.
Back to the drawing board.
It might.
No.
Case study.
Unless.
That's why you need a case study.
Unless you put the egg in a scientific facility, gave it a crowbar.
Geiger counter.
Gave it a crowbar.
Physics.
And said, you've got to kill all these aliens and get out of this place.
Yeah, and then not release a sequel. Yeah, yeah. How about we...
Valve.
We'll stab a valve. Take that, steam box. That one went straight out the car.
How angry would people be if this entire thing was just a build up to that? Just so we could...
That one joke about Valve.
Shoehorn in a Valve joke.
I haven't
finished Half-Life 2. I'm not that angry about it.
Haven't you?
No, I'm awful.
Oh, mate, you should.
I've got them all.
It's a really good game. Thank you, Valve.
It made me ill when I played it.
It made you
ill? It gave me motion sickness. It sounds so lame. I got it one Christmas. I was so excited. I played it for like an hour and I was like honestly really peaking.
You're in comatose.
It's a thing. Loads of forums, like these really sad forums full of slightly, motion sick geeks being like, I can't play the new Half-Life because the screen refresh rate is faster. High. And like all these people I felt so ill.
Oh right, well Valve, a mixed review there, but thank you for Steam, it's been great. Number 100. Wow. Throw the egg at a clown and then offer him the paper to clean himself up, son.
Clean yourself up, clown. How does that ever happen?
That's always happening
and
in
this
eggs.
Is it.
This is it. Okay, this is it.
I'm so excited that this might finally be fucking over. Are you ready? Are you warmed up?
Number 101. Just wait and see what happens. The cabin fever will eventually turn them against each other.
That's awful. That's worse than Mike Shyamalan.
I'm really sorry. Is it Shyamalan? And so our adventure continues. We even have a mandolin to make it more like an adventure.
Adventure time faces the Shamblers. Where would we be this week? It could be a cave or a hole or a lake or a mountain or a feast or a pie or a back galley of a Nando's. Where, oh, where could we be? It's an adventure time. Let us cross hill and dale, through the forest and the vale. We're flagging the Dorp and Barbasa. Let's sail on the magic train, the magic train, adventure train, the magic train. Where will it go? Who even knows? It's adventure time,
adventure time,
adventure time on the Porchamps.
That was lovely. That was really well improvised. Oh, yeah, that'll do.
What a shenanigan, Fleming!
Oh, hello, Barbara.
I'm back!
Wonderful.
With another installment of Adventuring!
Yeah!
Oh, my God, I'm Irish again. I've been so excited that I didn't do one last week by accident. I apologise that I didn't bring the adventure with me.
Ah, it's all right now.
But we're back! And the adventure's about to get fucking crazy in the house. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can we have a little sit down?
Do you remember? Yeah, let's sit. Okay. Do you remember where we were?
We were in the cave of Jack Bastard.
We were actually outside the cave.
The cave of Captain Jack Bastard. Would you take a ride on the train?
Remember her?
She was there.
She was there. Yeah, and yes, remember there's a staircase leading down.
In the train.
In the train. Unexplained.
Let's just move on.
And yeah, let's just move over it. So yes, you're about to embark into your first dungeon.
Oh, wow.
Right, and Barbossa's pretty excited because, he's been trying to find Captain Jack Bastard. For years.
Give him what for?
Remember, Carl's life work. Anyway, Carl's dead. So, Right, let's fucking do it, man. Oh, man, I miss your little mouldy book. I missed my mouldy book. It's, yeah, it's a sort of paper bag,
awfully
isn't it?
Like,
it's awfully like
a water bill.
Something I found on the floor. Right, okay, so the staircase leads down into the darkness.
Down the staircase?
Down. Straight down.
Let's go.
You want to go down? Okay, all right, okay. You go down. There are lots of stairs. Takes a little while. You arrive at a door. Okay, right.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, is it like a big elven door?
No, it is a relatively normal door.
Oh.
Made of oak.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not even that strong a door.
Oh.
It's just a door.
Okay.
Basically, all right, so the door's there. What do you want to do?
I'm going to try.
Barbossa's rearing a go, by the way.
I'm just going to smash through the door. Just going to go, like, just grab it really quickly and go through.
Okay, all right, all right. Right, I'm sorry, your strength check doesn't pass. The door is too strong. It's a very weak door, but you didn't quite manage it.
Oh shit! Well, how do I open it?
Well, there is a keyhole and a door handle.
Oh, I don't have a key. Where do I get the key? Ask Barbossa where I get the key from.
Okay. Yeah, the key. I have no time for keys. I'm too busy with my wheelings and dealings on the high seas.
Oh, fuck, Barbossa.
In my train.
He's not useful at all.
I never owned a boat. I don't have them. I've never even used one. I'm more interested in piracy, I'm afraid. You know, I really got nothing. I can't help. Yeah, so Barbossa is useless in this scenario.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess you need to find the key. I think you might have to go back outside.
Okay, go back outside. This is fucking brilliant, wasn't it? Let's go back outside.
All right, you go back up the stairs, and you're back in the train. Carl is there.
I thought Carl's dead.
No, oh, not Carl. Not Carl. Carl's dead. What was your engine?
Phil.
Phil's there. Remember, three quarters horse, three quarters man. He's there. He's sick again.
Oh, God. cured him.
Oh, no, this time it's sort of, it's nothing that's life-threatening. He's just
back to his old self.
Oh. Yeah, he's singing a song. I don't know.
About working in the engine room.
Yeah, an engine room song. And, you know, he's not going to be of any help. He's basically a horse.
Right.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You can look around the train.
Yeah.
You can go outside the train.
Let's go outside the train. Take 5 minutes.
Okay.
Have a little breathe.
Have a little breather. Okay.
Maybe a can of Pepsi.
All right. Barbossa, I'm gonna stay in the train. Because I'm unaccustomed to dry land.
The outside world.
So Barbossa's dad, he goes back to, you know, Captain's Cabin or whatever.
Captain's Cabin.
You step outside the train. You know, everything's relatively tranquil. You know, the squirrels are singing, the birds are squirrels. And it's all go. It's all go outside the train. And yes, you look relatively unhappy because you can't find said key.
I've got my can of Pepsi, though.
You do have a can of Pepsi.
Crack open that can of sweet Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Cracking open it's lucky I had that, wasn't it?
Oh, well done.
I'm just going to have a little...
Why, it's lovely Pepsils.
Other soft drinks are available.
But why would you bother?
Why would you bother? That's not even a Pepsi. I'm not even going to tell you what that is, because then we'd be affiliate marketing, which we're not allowed to do, because we're just not important enough. You and I are sitting here in our little old-timey shack.
Oh, why don't you buy a Woodbine cigarette? Boy, oh boy.
Sorry, the adventure. Yes, so you're having your Pepsi, or other beverage. You know, I don't discriminate, but, you know. You hear a rustling.
Oh, hello. Random encounter.
From the trees nearby.
Okay, I prepare myself to deal with the rustler.
Okay, all right, so what, like, take out a weapon or, like...
No, I just kind of, I steady myself, you know, or maybe I put the Pepsi down on a large flat rock next to me. I put my hand through my hair just to, like, swish it over from my forehead.
You look, to try and look presentable.
Yeah, 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 I breathe in my hand and smell it, it's all right.
All right, okay. I don't think...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Breathing on your hand, don't you have to, isn't it you're meant to like lick your hand and then smell
God,
it?
I don't know, either way.
I think that's meant to be like
either way,
a housey breath.
Minty fresh.
Either way, yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Kind of destroyed the face of the Pepsi, but...
Okay, you are now ready for this encounter.
Cool.
Okay, out of the brush comes a small man, not a dwarf. He's sort of his limbs are too big, but he's very small.
Is he wearing
small.
A really big coat as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, he's wearing... Right, okay, I'll check this out. Okay, all right. I am the key master.
Oh, that's lucky.
It is lucky. Oh. Fortunate that I wrote this book. I am the key master. He's wearing a coat that's made entirely out of keys.
Oh.
And his shoes are for some reason, two loaves of bread. Nothing to do, nothing to do with keys. But like, and he's got spectacles that are like, you know, the hole in a key, like where the hand is. He's got spectacles that are them. He's carrying a book that just says keys on the front. He's wearing one of those I Love New York shirts, but it says I Love Keys. And he's got a little flag that says I Love Keys. And but the flag is like, it's like is the handle of the flag is like the handle of a key, and the flag bit is like the key. And
is he just one of those
loves
guys?
Keys.
Is he just one of those salesman you find at like the Louvre? Mm. It's just got keys.
Covered in keys.
Hello, my friend! Buy a key!
And his hair is braided with keys. And but they're not all the same keys. They're all different kinds of keys. I think this man might help you find a key. That's all I'm saying. I am the key master. I don't know if I've done this voice before. Ooh, won't you take a ride on the train? It's not Shelley. Shelley's drunk. So I am the key. I have many keys for many things, but no locks. Whoa!
Kooky bastard.
He's a warlock, eh? Yeah,
yeah.
A Cherokee warlock. He's Native American, despite his accent.
Please stop.
okay. So I am the key. No, he's a key.
Yeah, key master.
Right. Okay. All right. What are you gonna do?
Oi.
Yes.
Do you have a key for...
Do I have a key?
Do you have a specific key?
Oh!
For Captain Jack Bastard's door.
Hang on, let me give a bit of character exposition. Okay. What kind of key do you seek? I have many keys. I have keys to things you could never imagine. There is something that people don't understand about keys.
Oh, God. And it's a job.
This has a bearing on relationships. Okay. He gets quite deep, by the way. This bit's going to be quite deep. And okay. And it's actually quite lovely. Right, so I don't have any locks, but if you think about it, look at a lock and look at a key. They seem very different. Opposites, if anything. But without...
Is this going to be about dicks and vaginas?
No. He's not a dickhead. But without each other, they are nothing. So, they require one another to exist in our society.
So he's saying that if you're not in a relationship, you'll be unhappy.
Yes.
And incomplete.
That's his
What
thing.
A prick.
So no, but he's really excited about the fact that you have a lock and he has the keys.
He wants to thrust his key inside my lock.
I don't just give away these keys. He's sort of dancing, by the way. You can't see this, obviously, but I'm doing this sort of crab shuffle. that's using up quite a lot of my energy, actually. I can't remember what you just said.
Can I have a key for
Captain
Jack
Bastard?
Can you have
a key? Can you have a key? Of course, but answer me these questions three. Riddle me key, the key to my heart.
Oh,
you know, right, okay. So he's got, he's obviously a riddler as well.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, he doesn't just give away his keys. Of course he fucking doesn't. Right, okay. So are you going to go for this, or are you just going
to
beat him up?
Well, I think I'm going to have to, yeah.
All right, okay.
Just play with silly little rules.
Okay, all right. Ask, all right.
I'd ask him a riddle, that'd be awful.
He asked the riddles, sorry. Okay,
Riddle one. Okay. God, I've never had to think of riddles on the fly. What is small and metal and opens doors, but I'm not a cow or horse? I live in pockets and dwell with change.
I think I know.
I know that it sounds rather strange. I rhyme with me and she and he, a buzzing bee, and riddles be. My game of riddles shall play. Now guess the answer. Guess away.
Is it a key?
Yes! How did you know?
Something told me. A little inkling.
Oh, wow. Well, well done. I thought riddles. That was quite...
That was a really hard riddle.
How did he know that it was he?
Does he talk in rhyme? Is he going to talk?
No, that's too much effort.
He is what the answer be.
You got congratulations. You
got the world's hardest riddle.
You got a riddle. Oh, you've got the riddle right. Okay, all right, okay. All right.
Riddle number two.
Oh, fuck.
He has three. Of course he does. You know, he's a riddler. He's a key master.
Is the answer key?
No. Maybe. Listen. All right? Don't go get ahead of yourself. Right. Okay. I am on doors. And not on floors, unless a trapdoor you adore. I look like, a handle, but I have a hole. If you're wearing sandals, or... a mole? I am opened by what you know as key. What the fuck do you think I be? I rhyme with dock and clock and cock, but not a phallus.
It's the same. Is he the same? He's not the same.
What am I, you dickhead?
Is it a lock?
A lock it be! Hip hip hooray!
I'm not going to make him rhyme all the time. It's exhausting. You, well done.
Thank
it's
you.
A lock.
Caught me a while to get there, but I'll muddle through.
Okay. Right.
Riddle three is all you need now, and then you shall receive a key to the door.
So, you know, you're approximately 66.6% recurring percent through this sort of long endeavour.
Give or take.
Right, okay.
Riddle three. Okay. I am not a lock or key, although keys are used on my P&E. I'm the third of these things three. I'm not 1,000 miles away, I be. You might find me in the discount section of HMV, forgotten in time because I was never that good. I once sat on a piano that sort of went through the streets.
Right.
And they filmed it and got to number one. And I think I'm relatively attractive. I can't remember. I was a big hit in the 90s, but I am not a lock or key. Do you know what the answer be? I sang some songs and am also very average.
1,000 miles, average singer.
Really
not a lock
this.
Or a key. Oh, is it Vanessa Carlton?
It's Vanessa Carlton!
Oh, wonderful! Well, thank God that knowledge came in useful one day.
I'm sorry, I ran out of lock. Like, there's only locks and keys. I couldn't.
Vanessa Carlton is the obvious segue.
Sorry.
Correct! Vanessa Carlton, apparently also a hit in this made-up world, but not that much of a hit. You know what I'm
still
saying?
Still pretty shit.
Still relatively unknown. Congratulations, you may take some keys.
Oh, okay.
Right, so...
I'm going to frisk him for
the
keys.
The key master, yeah, he sort of lifts himself up and he's like splays
his
key wings. And like, nice, like a ring, but wing.
Oh, key
and
ring.
He sort of flays at you. And, you know, any of these keys could be the right one. So
can I just grab a handful?
Yeah, I mean, right. Like,
I'd
ask him for advice, maybe. Like, tell him.
Nah.
Okay.
Right. I'm just going to go straight for his left armpit and grab what I can find.
Okay. You grab, like, at least sort of four or five different keys.
Yeah.
It looks like a relatively basic lock. Right, okay, so you now have keys.
Okay, I'm going to trundle back down the stairs, quickly.
Okay, you run back down the stairs. Okay, you're at the bottom, you're at the door. Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to use the first key.
Okay, first key. Let's go. Doesn't fit.
Oh, fuck.
Don't worry, you've got three keys left.
Second key.
Okay, hang on. Okay, that one doesn't fit either. I'm sorry, you rolled a one both times. I'm really sorry.
Third key,
okay, all right. Oh no, that was the first key again. I dropped the dice. Oh, it's a one again. It doesn't fit.
This is so antagonizing.
It doesn't fit.
Last key.
Last key isn't even a key.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's a pepper army.
Yeah, it's a little bit of salami that he just keeps there. You're out of keys, mate.
Is that it?
That's it. Well, you know, I didn't guarantee it would work. He was just there. Don't you think it was a bit convenient that the key master was outside?
I didn't put him there.
Well, why didn't you? Why, you know, you could try some other out. Why didn't you have a look around?
Oh, you're shitting me. I'll just have a look around.
Why don't you do a perception check?
I'll have a perception check. Oh, this is going to fuck me right
You
off.
Notice that you're standing on a doormat.
Oh, fuck you!
The doormat has recently been moved.
You don't have to deal with that fucking prick in his riddles.
It says welcome. It's obviously been moved because like the floor's slightly discoloured. And you can see like a little sort of key ring sticking out.
Oh.
What do you want to
look under the map?
There's a key.
Oh, who would have fucking guessed?
There's a key.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to try it?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right. The door wasn't locked.
What?
You never tried the handle.
Oh.
The key fits.
Yeah.
You can now lock it behind you if that's what you want to do, but it was always...
Let's open the door.
You never tried to open it. Yeah, open the... There you go. You're in.
Fuck you.
Join us next week for the actual bit about the cave of Captain Jack Bastard. I'm so sorry.
So upset.
I wanted to wind you up and I totally succeeded. There's no combination of meat that I wouldn't put into a sandwich, like lamb and parma ham and teriyaki chicken.
Those wouldn't work!
It's Jackie Vincent for you.
Oh,
come on, you know
so
the words.
So talentless.
A monkey in the palm tree.
Palm tree monkey.
Sitting in Barbados, tax free haven. It's not racist because it's Hawaiian. I'm Jack Johnson.
Fire! What is that?
The postal salmon has arrived. He's recurring for some reason.
Hooray! Favourite character.
He's there, and this week he's fucking bundled with letters.
Oh shit!
Like, we've actually had a really good work.
Loads of shamblespondence.
Yeah, people are finally starting to take some fucking notice.
Well done, people.
About time.
Love
Thank you
all.
Very much. That's really lovely. We've got shamblespondence, shambled mail, letters, Post is here.
So this week we asked all of our shambliers, shamble noughts, shamble fans.
We're all part of the greater shambles.
We're all part of this fucking shambles, and we're going to get through it if it kills us all.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea that it's, you know, it's sort of
the
like
birth
a,
of the shambles.
Sort of like a club, almost. But like
anyone can join because it's a bit rubbish.
Everyone's a fucking mess. and
that's our motto.
We're
a bit of a mess.
It's not even like we're in charge. We're just letting people know that there are others out there.
It's going to turn into like the worst club ever. Like, oh,
no, the best club. Everyone, you
can only be a bit of a mess. If you're a total mess, tone it down a bit.
No! All kind of crazies. That's what we need. Anyway, he's here.
He's here. We put out a little call to attention because we are big fans of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And we'd like to hear, we wanted to hear, about people's kind of, because, I mean, there's nothing being that, like, first golden memory.
Yeah.
Of playing a computer game, sitting on your dad's lap, him getting Frogger up.
That sounds awful.
Oh, hey, whoa. And then, you know, you clutch the joystick.
No,
the frog.
No. There is, but you're right. I mean, this was originally going to be a gaming podcast, and now, and you know, it sort of is.
We mention it from time to time.
Because, you know, all this stuff we talk about comes about because we play games together, and I really enjoy games.
Oh, I do. That's good, isn't it?
I'd like to talk more about games.
Let's start
right now. So, yeah, we asked everyone, and we got, like, a load of stuff about...
Just asked you to kind of name your original gaming experience.
Yeah.
Kind of formative.
How it made you feel. What game it was,
how it touched you,
how you enjoyed the game.
So the beautiful out of the set.
Okay, I feel like the podcast has a lot of rustling.
Rustling's our thing, man.
That's
what a lot of podcasts don't do. Adam and Joe don't do rustling.
Adam and Joe don't. Yeah, they're too professional.
I've opened the letter.
Okay, right.
It's from a young man called Peter Fleming. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Peter is 7 years old.
He's not. Peter's like 25.
That's true.
Okay.
It's a proper letter as well. It's got like a quill pen written on it. It's got his address in the top, a date. It's got a signature and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, dear Podshambles.
Yay, that's us.
That's us.
Oh, my God.
Actually got to us.
People care.
The year is 1995.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dark time for us all.
Have you read through these already? Because I haven't.
Nope. Them.
Okay, brilliant.
Could say anything. Having fallen asleep at my father's computer playing the rather whimsical point-and-click adventure Day of the Tentacle.
Oh, yeah.
It's a point of God's
glass. God, that game is amazing.
Oh, that Sam and Max Grim Fandango.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, the whole LucasArts point-and-click. Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh.
Man. Okay, sorry.
He continues.
Read the letter.
An eight-year-old Peter, has found himself gallivanting through time and space in an appropriately equipped portaloo.
Such a good gimmick.
I eventually awake from this fantastical adventure several hours later and find myself in pyjamas and tucked up in bed.
Aww. Oh, that's really sweet.
I yelp with glee and catapult myself down the stairs, exclaiming, I've done it! I've time-travelled! Only to be met by my father, grimacing as my mother applies deep heats to his back, which he has done a great disservice to, carrying his son up the stairs.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's really lovely.
I don't know why the deep... Oh, because he injured himself.
Yeah.
I thought that was just an unnecessary... And mother was rubbing something.
Like, and mother was cooking a lamb casserole, and father was singing hymns from the old country.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, I think, like I remember getting told that I had to go to bed, like, when you've just... It's like 8 o'clock. And you've, you know, like games like Earthworm Jim, where they had no save function.
You just had to go all the way
through. You had to go all the way through the game. That game was like 12 hours long. And, like, I remember, like, every time being like, can I leave the console on overnight? And Dad being like, no, because of electricity bills, and you'll realise when you're older. And me being like, Dad!
Fuck the system,
shit
Dad!
Shit on this!
Shit
you
on
know,
that!
And me just, you know, hurling abuse at him and breaking chairs.
Hurling shit at him!
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I remember I set my alarm clock 2 hours before I had to get up for school in order to play Age of Empires 2.
Oh, wow!
Up in the attic.
Yeah, you can get a couple of skirmishes in that
couple
time.
Of skirmishes, got a quick game of Castle Blood in.
Oh,
what
brilliant.
Am I going to say?
Have you bought the re-release?
Yeah, of course I
have. Yes.
We must play, my friend.
Oh, let's do a YouTube video of us playing. Let's fucking do it. Let's start a YouTube channel.
The gimmick is, right, when we're both playing it, we're both naked.
Yeah.
Call it Naked Empires.
That's why we shouldn't do a live stream, because they could see us and it'd be weird. Anyway, right, I'm going to read the next one. This one is from Aidan Thorne.
Oh, Aidan Thorne.
Now, Aidan Thorne, he's an old favourite. He's a cool cat. He was... He was in my philosophy and ethics A-level class.
Oh, lucky you.
One of my closest friends and one of your closest friends.
One of my closest friends, a doctor of jazz,
a doctor
gentleman
of jazz.
And a duck.
He plays that double bass like...
He plays a woman.
Like he plays a woman.
For a fool.
Upright and four-stringed. Don't know what that is.
That's quite strange. Aiden says, I'm sorry, I'm gonna shit on your parade with this one. He reminds me... of the time we played a 99 stock battle on a 24-hour Nintendo 64 session. The idea was, we were about 18, we said, all night we're going to play N Nintendo 64. We had an array of games, and the fucking crown in the highlight, having drunk loads of Red Bull, unnecessary.
Was it Smash Brothers?
We played a 99 stock battle on Smash Brothers.
Oh, yes!
With our friends Ben and Jamie. We all had our favourite characters. I managed to secure Link.
Of course.
Link was hot property back
then. Of course.
Aiden,
he was.
Captain Falcon.
I know, he was always
Captain Falcon. I believe, I'm going to get this wrong. I think Ben was Fox.
Ben was always Fox.
And Jamie was Kirby, which was a very ancillary, you know, you didn't have to be Kirby, but you let me be. Anyway, we played, started at 3, finished at 6 in the morning. Yes. It was awful.
Brilliant.
But so fun.
We used to stay up for hours doing all of that kind of stuff. Stock battles were a great invention. And,
they were the one.
You know, just the idea that it was finite.
But yet so fucking
yet so far away.
Long.
Right, okay. So Joe Shipcott, that's quite a cool name.
He's actually Tongese, isn't he? He's from the island of Tonga.
Yes, he is.
He lives on a tiny boat in the middle of the ocean.
Apparently so, he's from Tonga.
Yeah.
He's tweeted at us.
Oh.
Now I can relate to this guy hugely. He says, Simon the Sorcerer and Broken Sword 1 and 2. Excellent storylines and sense of humour. Lovely animation and simple to play. Now,
they were brills.
I'm especially going to pick out Broken Sword in this because Broken Sword was the first sort of game on the PC that I was sort of allowed to play alone. Like, my brother told me how to play it, and then I was allowed to use the computer and just play Broken Sword. And it was just the best story. They're releasing a film. How cool is that?
Hello.
In a couple of years. Best story. All about, like, a clown involved in a bomb attack in Paris. And you just... And the whole thing is, like, why did that happen? And you have to work it out. And it goes into this plot about the Templars and, like, this underground cult. That game is incredible. And then the second one, Smoking Mirror, is fucking great as well. But there is a game-breaking glitch in it.
Uh-oh.
Right near the end.
Tell us about the glitch.
Well, there is... I think there's a midget at the end who...
Of course there is!
He's shackled. And there's something you can do that means that you can't unlock his shackles. And thereby you can't... Like, if you lose the lock...
The old shackled midget conundrum.
And then you have to start the whole game again. And it was a long game. Those games are fucking excellent. So, yeah, Joe,
midgets
I'm
aside.
Completely on your side.
Well done. Have fun in Tonga.
Point-and-click adventures are just the way forward. And I'm really glad that they're coming back in a way. Apparently they're releasing a new point-and-click... Broken Sword.
Hello.
Because they did 3D
Good evening,
for a
mistress.
While. And now I think they're going back to 2D, which is brilliant news. Anyway, sorry. Next.
Our next is from a friend of the shambles, Richard Moore.
Yeah.
Salute you, sir. Well
Absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely. What a man.
He says, two of the three save games on his Ocarina of Time are stuck in the Water Temple.
Of course.
The other has just finished the Fire Temple. # apprehensive.
Yeah.
Man, the terror you face, knowing that the next thing you've got to do is the fucking water fucking temple.
That's the thing. I think that, like, every podcast that does anything about gaming, they all tackle this issue of the water temple.
We know it's a shit.
It's, like, it's the first thing you have to get out of the way.
I'm
going to
say, this is really awful, right? What? So when I first played Zelda, I had N64 magazine.
Yeah.
It had a walkthrough.
Oh, no.
Of the water temple.
Okay, what, just water temple?
And the fire temple. I didn't use the fire temple.
Okay, you don't need to use the fire temple.
I just used the walkthrough.
I don't
even
blame you.
Didn't even try with Zelda.
The water temple was fucking
and
stupid.
I found it really easy, and I remembered how to do it, and I've always found it.
Was that your first Zelda game?
Yeah.
My first Zelda game was Link's Awakening.
Oh, hello.
Game Boy.
Zelda hipster.
Link's Awakening, Ballad of the Windfish.
Oh,
and the Windfish.
Fucking weird game,
yeah, it was like a whale that flew through the sky. God, that game is excellent. Yes, so I can completely agree with the whole Water Temple thing. I think everyone will.
He adds at a later date, and no matter how many times I tried, I could never visit all the planets on Lilac Wars, and I believe it's the first person ever to have used the # Slippy is a twat.
Slippy is a twat.
He is. Watch out for the wheels, folks.
It was really hard to get to all the planets because you had to go all these routes that they didn't really map out for you, and Slippy was just
a twat.
Slippy is the
throughout.
Worst character.
Why was he there? Even Pepe was, like, you know, questionable.
Yeah, Pepe was borderline. Falco was brilliant. But yeah, I completely agreed. Slippy is a twat. Right, now we've got Ben Pryor, who is another one who, of course, took place in the 99 stock battles that we used
course.
To do.
Good man.
He says, me and my brother sharing a chair, completing all three dooms back to back with me moving and him shooting.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's like driving a car together.
I used
we
to do
that.
That. I used to
drive a car with your brother.
I used to drive a car just all the time.
One hand on each pedal.
I used to sit in a chair behind my brother. And basically, oh god, this is really embarrassing. We used to play TIE Fighter. Do you remember?
I PC. Could forget.
And my brother had the joystick, and we both had both of our great grandparents. Well, obviously, we share the same great grandparents.
Ah, it's funny how that
being
happens.
Relatives,
yeah.
Were pilots in the war, and we have these two fighter jet helmets.
Oh wow!
That were their sort of things they left us.
Did you have a starched scarf as
we
well?
What we do, we put on the helmets and we'd build a sort of frame around the computer and put a blanket over us and the two chairs and
That's
the computer.
That's amazing!
So it was dark and all you could see was, you know, supposedly the front of a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
And my brother had the joystick because I was too little. I had to sit behind him and pretend to shoot.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I always felt a sense of achievement. And it was cool because doing stuff with your brother when he's like, oh, he's cool and he's got a joystick. That kind of thing's really fucking lovely.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
So, Ben, family gaming,
forward. Well done, my friend.
Who we got? Right, go for it.
Rose Adolf. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Let's pop out for a cup of ginger ale.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog on my dad's Sega had to blow into the game to get it to work, so, you know, head rush mostly.
Yeah.
Who could forget the time you spent 3 hours blowing out Blast Corps just so you could play it for the third time.
Blowing into the cartridge.
I bet it did nothing. I bet it actually didn't work.
I remember doing that because, do you remember Sonic & Knuckles?
Yeah.
Where you could flip up the top of the cartridge and attach another Sonic game to it so that Sonic game would have Knuckles in it from then on. That was brilliant, but I remember that thing used to just gather dust like nobody's business. And blowing on that and then finally getting it to work and like trying to fit other games into it. Like it explicitly said it only works with Sonic games.
Like golf game.
I'm sat there with Shining Force 2 being like, I am totally going to have a hedgehog in my army. Like just waiting. It's like I've always wanted an echidna to fire a cannon. Like I can do this. And it never worked. And I was gutted.
That's really upsetting.
But yes, Sega Mega Drive also, that was my first gaming console.
Oh, so well done,
Rose and I share a little bit in common. Sound of things. Right, now we've got Liam Welton. Now, Liam, I don't think you've met Liam yet.
I haven't.
Liam is one of my friends. He is a fantastic man.
You have friends?
Yes.
Oh.
Liam, actually, his job is to do with Choose Your Own Adventure games.
Hello.
He makes, like, web online.
Why didn't you fucking consult him before the key fiasco?
I want to get him on the show at some point.
Liam.
And we should play one of his games as well. He sent me, Liam, if you're out there, which you are, come on the show and we'll play one of your adventure games.
That's happening. Done. Sign, sealed, delivered.
I played one of them the other day and it was called Dog Hunt.
No spoilers.
Okay, fine.
We'll play
it's
it.
Absolutely
we'll play
Dog brilliant. Hunt. So yes, that's Liam Welton. He's a gamesman. First game I got really into and enjoyed was either One Must Fall or Warcraft 2 or Doom. Awesome. I'm gonna pick Warcraft 2 out of that one.
Do
you remember the peons? The little peon.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I've got Bear to Farm now.
And then okay.
Yeah,
zug-zug.
Yeah,
zug-zug.
Yeah, absolutely. Aww. Yeah, the Horde were cool as a player in Warcraft 2. I still love the Horde. So, Liam, thank you for that, because people forget that Warcraft was there before World of Warcraft. And
I don't.
Well, you don't, but that's because, you know, you've got heart gold. Go for it.
This is one from a very old friend of ours called Jake O'Khan. He says, good morning, Shamblers. Haven't heard that one.
Nice one.
Yep, nice collective noun. He apologises not for having Twitter. He says, in terms of my first long-term gaming experience, it's got to be Pokemon Red.
Oh, brilliant.
We all know that.
Yep.
I think my parents got me a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Red for my 8th birthday. Now, I have a very quick aside to this, which is I was not allowed a Game Boy, right, okay. I was banned one. My parents were like, we're not buying you one. I asked them for Christmas, no Game Boy. I saved up for ages and I bought one. I bought one of the old pockets and it had Mario Land 1 and 2 with it and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Next fucking Christmas, my sister gets bought a Game Boy Color. Just like that. Never forgiven her.
Bitch.
Or my parents. That's it. Dead to me.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Pokemon Red for his 8th birthday, which happened to coincide with his recovery from one of many jabs, which we all have at that age.
Yeah, MRSA.
All them jabs, hit in the face.
Boxing
so naturally,
joke there.
In his bedridden state, I played the game for over 30 hours in the space of about a week.
Wow.
That is some serious Pokemon. That's
some serious Pokemon time.
Just like I got to the last gym, not even the Elite Four. Yes, it was very slow getting there. That's Giovanni, if my memory serves.
Yeah, I think so.
You find out in a twist, a cruel twist of fate, that the empty Viridian gym is actually his.
Yeah.
He's the leader of Team Rocket. He's a fucking gym leader.
Jesus Christ.
Watch out. The batteries ran out. My parents refused to buy replacements for me. As for some bizarre reason, they claimed I'd been playing it too much. What, are they mad? So I resorted to heating up the depleted batteries in my hands repeatedly to provide tiny quantities of energy to get me through one train of battle at a time. That is one of the sweetest things I've ever read. Oh,
I used to try and do one more
battle.
I've got to get that nidder around.
Needless to say, this technique quickly stopped working. And it was through an excruciating time before I got batteries again. Completed the game. On a side note, he adds.
On a side note, this is a long one.
I recently heard that tiny batteries and Game Boy cartridges that store your saved game data on them have an average of less than 8 years. lifespan even. So my copy of Pokemon Red, the same Sega one's the one I started with, all 151 Pokemon, that's pretty incredible, with the help of a friend who got Mew at a convention.
Wow. Wow. PokeCon.
Probably over 80 hours of game time, and who knows how many memories are in jeopardy. I can't remember the last time I checked up on it.
I think he's wrong. I think they go for longer than 8 years.
Oh, really? Well, actually, he had addendum!
Oh, right.
Slight miscalculation. Looked it up again. Cartridge batteries lasted 15 years. There's a chance I can play a last game. Oh, that's so lovely.
Sounds like he's dying.
I know.
Is he dying?
One last game.
One last round.
One last Pikachu random.
Put me back in the ring.
Just put me back.
It's not Rocky. It's not Rocky. Rockamon.
He says, anyway, cheers, guys. Loving the podcast. Thank you very much.
We love you.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And also, who have we got? Another Twitter one. Lana Peswani. Now, I've known her for quite a long time. I still don't know how to pronounce her last name. Is it Peswani? Lana tweeted us, and she simply says, Street Fighter, I got blisters on my fingers! Yes, I think everyone did. And I always played as Vega.
I
was a big fan of Vega.
I always...
And Ken, because we have the same haircut.
I was always Ryu.
We're enemies.
Never be friends. I always really liked Sagat.
He
was a big old man. He could do Tiger Kick! Tiger Knee, even!
Yeah, like the
Tennis Elbow!
he was awesome. He was so tall. He wore like a kilt, didn't he?
Yeah, sure.
And she adds, also, Crash Bandicoot. Also, she adds... She adds, Crash Bandicoot. Made me want to jump on polar bears. Not in a sexual way.
I'm glad she cleared that up for us.
Glad she cleared it up.
Because... assumed the worst. Tom Bray... adds, when I was a kid, I'd have to leave the room whenever my dad played Colonization because the sea monsters in the intro scared me too much.
Oh,
we've all got scary game bits, haven't we? Always scared. I remember the Forest Temple on Ocarina scaring the shit out
and
of me.
And the Shadow Temple was mine.
Oh,
the hands
out of nowhere.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Sorry, so...
A long time ago, the war.
Oh, a long time.
Terrible time.
So thank you, Tom
Bray. And then our friend Chris Parker.
Yeah, who simply says, Space Invaders.
I think that's a lesson we can all take something away
from. That is something we can all take away. He doesn't... Yeah.
There's no commentary.
It doesn't add...
Just Space Invaders.
Chris, I love you, mate, but...
It's just Space Invaders.
Yeah, it's not...
Do you mean the crisps?
It's not quite a contribution, is it?
Thanks anyway, mate.
Thanks, Chris.
Anyway, that was really lovely. We're so glad to have heard from so many people. Really lovely. We want to hear more from everyone. Even about any old shit.
Yeah, that's what I want for next week.
Yeah.
Stop telling us about any old shit.
Yeah, preferably not like live animals or, you know, clippings of your hair, blood, mucus. Don't want that.
That was all weird.
Got no time for it.
But yeah, just let us know because we like talking to you.
We've got to chuck the salmon back, haven't we now? Yeah. He'll swim his way back upstream.
Fling him back out.
There you go. See you, mate.
Was that the noise of him disappearing?
The noise of the salmon just disappears.
Didn't we fire him in a cannon last time?
All
right. Okay. No, just ignore it. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, that's our correspondence. Thank you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Engine room. The engine room. Life is hard in the engine room. Engine room. The engine room. Shoveling the coal in the engine room. Engine room, engine room. Everybody's happy in the engine room. The engine room, the engine room. What secrets lie in the engine room? In the engine room.
So to say a special goodbye for this week, we've got a special guest, haven't we, Paddy?
Yeah.
Ah, you brought him along, didn't you?
He's one of
your
along.
Mates. It's only Patrick Bloody Stewart. I thought you said...
That's when he finds something.
That's when he finds the USS Enterprise. That's not Patrick Stewart.
I said Pingu.
I thought you said Patrick Stewart.
No, we just talked this through.
God.
I said Pingu.
That's awful.
For fuck's sake. No, but we have got a really special guest.
We do.
We do. And, you know, straight from Westeros.
Yeah.
We have, of course, she's everyone's favourite Khaleesi.
Mine.
We have
guilty.
Right here, Amelia Clark.
Hello.
What?
Where are my dragons?
That Wars.
We must go to Westeros. I am a Stormborn.
No, stop it.
Targaryen.
Targaryen. Well, that was Daenerys.
Targaryen.
Very good.
I'll get my tits out.
Yeah, no, she did. Of course,
she did.
Famously, at the end of season
several
one.
Times.
Right, no, but who have we really got? Come on, mate.
We've really got. It's only Jimmy White, the snooker pro.
Hello.
How are you doing, Jimmy?
I think I just potted the red.
Ooh,
how exciting.
Tell me, what's the most crazy time you've ever had playing snooker?
Well, I was once on a kayak.
Can't play snooker on a kayak, Jimmy.
It's Jimmy White. Do you Jimmy remember the kayak?
Remember the Jimmy?
Is that not him?
No.
Oh, oh, I'm
that
sorry.
That was Jimmy. Oh, that was Jimmy Stewart.
I'm sorry.
Hey there. Hey, we're stopping now. What? I haven't told you about a chap I was in the war.
We've done the war. Now, come on, mate. But you know who?
I know. You know. We all know.
Don't you know?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
It's former footballer
Nicky Butt.
You're a hey.
It's probably what he sounds like.
Oh shit. You're right. Was that Jimmy White again? hang on. What does he not say? I don't know anything about football. Why did I go with former footballer?
Oh, put the leg in the ball.
Oh no, here he is.
Let go.
Here he is, Ian McKellen. All right. I'll tell you what, that pod shambles. Fucking class. I'll take that down the pub and I'll, you know, wouldn't say boo to a goose, me. Oh, I'm a wizard or something. That's what he's like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he was here, that is what he'd be like.
If he was here.
We need a proper guess.
We need proper guess. Well, we had Kermit.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
He got the band back together.
No! And so, no band.
I am forever going to want to bring that back. There's no way that I'm going to let that slide because...
Well, maybe in a future episode... We will.
We should do a proper bit about him. Yeah. Because you know what? He deserves it. He's a hard-working frog, that one.
He's done well. He's risen from his amphibian roots.
Okay.
Come
on. Tony Danza.
Come on.
Oh, Tony Danza. I'm the largest slot machine owner in all of Tunbridge Wells.
And my name is Lou Reed. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, the podcasts are great. Especially this one. Hey, Laurie, do you remember my album, Satellite?
If you have any, you know, real suggestions for a guest, or you'd like to get involved in the podcast at all, give us a tweet at podshambles.
Yep.
Or you can
email us. podshambles@gmail.com.
It'll come via the postal sound.
And coming soon is a cheeky YouTube channel that we'll be starting to advertise soon. We've decided in this episode we're gonna cover Comic-Con.
Hello.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
It's this weekend in London, so we're fucking on it. I'm really excited. I've never been.
A wild time.
Oh man. And then you see this year, Comic-Con, next year E3. That's what I want.
Let's do it. We'll see you on the other side. Podshrooms.
Podshrooms. Pod shrapnels. Bye. Sound check. Ha ha ha. What? Sound check. Ha ha ha. Wait. You're eating popcorn.
I'm eating popcorn, mate.
To see how well the sound
is. Is it picking up?
I guess we'll find out.
That'll be good.
Are you going to eat that through the whole episode?
Yeah, I think that'd be my thing.
That's going to be
I'm
your
gonna
gimmick.
Eat popcorn all the time.
Eating popcorn.
This
is us talking loudly.
Ah, salmon on croot.
And this is when we sing.
Ah.
How does it sound when we sing?
Ah.
This is when we whisper. It's just munching. That's all it is.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.